The name of my story this morning is The Previous Generation. Our lesson this morning talks about the next generation. And what I wanted to do today is talk about that word generation. You, and if you have any brothers or sisters, are the youngest generation in your family. And your mother and father are the next older generation. And maybe you have a grandmother or a grandfather. Well, then they are the next older generation. And maybe one of you has a great-grandfather or great-grandmother. We don't always get to have those. Well, in the potato family, there is Hammond and Polly, the youngest generation. And then there is Mommy and Daddy, the next generation. And then there is the previous generation, Grandma Potato. And as it turns out, she has been very helpful through this terrible ordeal with Polly and Hammond and the whole two Sami hands ailment. You can tell this is Grandma Potato because she has the hearing aid on. Okay. First of all, she took the time to have a good heart-to-heart conversation with Hammond. Tell me about how it is that you came to switch your arm with Polly's arm while she was sleeping. And Hammond told her the whole story about how he always felt like there was something wrong with him. And one night after he took his bath, he looked in the mirror and he noticed what no one else had seen, not the doctors, not the behavior specialists, not even Mom and Dad. He saw that he had two right hands. I had no idea this would become so serious, he said, when I switched my arm. I'm very sorry. I was afraid to tell because I worried that no one would love me anymore if they knew what I had done. Well, first of all, said Grandma Potato, and she looked straight into Hammond's heart, we will always love you no matter what you have done. Do you understand that? And Hammond nodded yes. Second, Obadiah and Nurse Fran have been a great help for you. You should thank them. Can you do that? And Hammond nodded yes. And third, have you apologized to Polly yet? And Hammond shook his head no. We should do that right now then. But what if Polly screams at me? What if she hates me? Said Hammond. She may do both those things, and that will make it hard, but you still need to tell her. And so they told Polly. She had the procedure last Wednesday, and as you can see, she still has her bandages on. But she has something else back on. She has her smile back. Yes. It actually went rather better than Hammond expected. Thank you, Jesus, for grandmas that can come and help. The end.